views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to a wonderful segment of Angels and Answers. And Sky and I, here we are with this enthusiastic promotional thing, and here we are talking about death penalty and all this other, but it's a reality of life.
It's true.
And we came up with a very strong solution where we could keep the people who don't want to kill the world, kill the people because it's not nice, but then the other people want the other people to die, and that's it, and get them out of our life. And we came up with a perfect solution.
Yes.
Cut off their legs. Literally amputate
right.
their legs so that they have no quality of life.
Right.
That, or you cut off their arm, their one arm and their two legs, and just the one that they could feed themselves with, so you don't have to pay somebody to
right.
feed them, that they could do that. And if they want to starve to death, they could, but
right.
that's their own choosing.
And let them suffer
every day
like you're suffering because you've lost the love of your lives. Everyone in your family is the love of your life. So let them do a little suffering just like you are.
Yeah,
killing
so I'm totally
them is too
into,
nice. It's too
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, so anyway, so that's our perfect solution.
Yes, I like that.
You don't have to kill them, but just cut off their legs so they can't walk and there's no
quality of life.
What's that called where you put on the fake legs?
No
fake
legs. No prosthetics.
Legs. No prosthetics, right. Screw them.
And they can't screw on.
That's right. Yeah, and neuter them. Neuter
That's
everybody.
Right. Oh, neutering
That's
is a big
right.
thing. I say neuter,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, neuter them and cut off all three legs.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, right now we have a beautiful person. There's a few of them from New Jersey. Bri, you want to put, who is
Lori
it? Lori
from New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. I love your show. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for waiting so long. We apologize. Well, we were on a tantrum, me and Artie.
She apologizes. I don't. We're having a good time. All right, go ahead. What can we do for you, Lori?
That's okay. You're fun to listen to.
Are you moving, Lori? Are you thinking of moving, or did you just move?
No, I've been here a while.
Are you thinking of moving? Because I feel that it's in your future.
I would like to, but I lost my job last July.
Well, I think you're going to be moving as soon as you get a new job. And I'm wondering, I don't mean to be rude or anything. Are you having bug issues?
No, but it is springtime and they do.
Yes, I'm going to tell you. I feel as though there's going to be a lot of stink bugs in your house. Protect yourself now.
Hey, listen, you need to change the oil in your car.
Okay.
There's something within your car. Or what I'm going to keep on seeing, you know, as I'm listening to her and you talk and stuff like that, I keep on seeing castor oil. I'm seeing like motor oil. And so I'm assuming that this has to do with your car. And it's like the oil needs to be changed or something is not working. Something with one of the pumps in the car, or I would just get it checked out or get an oil change right now.
You know, Lori, I also feel like there's
really
someone around you that's bothering you or making it difficult for you right now.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Maybe with someone bothering one of my kids.
Could be, yes. But I feel you're taking it on, you know, which is perfectly normal. That you would be feeling that pain for your children?
Hey, Laura, it would be a very good idea, not that I'm trying to turn you into an alcoholic, but it would be a very good idea to have sangria or something when you get a very overzealous or very upset
high
or high strung. You need something to cut the edge
yeah.
so that you could relax. And I'm literally hearing sangria would definitely be a good thing for you.
You know, Lori, I see you working at the end of the summer.
Oh, but, God, that long?
Yeah, and wait. I feel as though you're going to start applying, and I feel like you already have, but I feel like you're going to be accepted in a position, and it's going to take you up to near the end of the summer, which I'm going to say is August, okay? I'm not saying September or October. I'm saying like around August, you're finally going to actually put on your new shoes and step through the new doors of your new job.
What specific question would you like to have answered?
Where should I be looking for a job?
What town are you in?
Hillsboro.
Oh, wow. That's in my hometown.
You have a, do you have a profession or are you just looking
to
change?
Hold on a second. I'm telling you right now, you're going to be traveling up 287 North to get your, to get a job.
Okay.
All right. So put your energy up towards the towns and it's going to be a little way up there. It is. It's going to be a little travel.
Yeah.
All right, because I'm seeing Pompton Lakes and Franklin Park, and it's going up 287 North is where I'm seeing, you know, a job for you. But it, it you're, I feel like it's going to be a travel, though.
It will. And I also feel as though are you, you're looking for just about anything, right? It doesn't even have to be in your specific comfort zone that you've been doing for a while.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Be a little bit critical.
I'm telling you, this is what I'm saying. Franklin Park, I'm telling you. Hey, listen, we got to go to another caller, and we thank you kindly for calling in.
Thank you, sweetie. Good luck.
Thank you.
We'll send a prayer out your way.
Absolutely.
I'm calling upon my angels right now to send you a good job. But just keep your eyes open for, you know, jobs out there on the computer. But you'll find it. Just be persistent.
I'm sure you'll be working by August.
All right. Thank you for calling in. All right. Who's next?
We have Laura from Toms River, New Jersey. You're on the air.
Okay, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, guys.
How are you, sweetie?
How are you? I'm
good.
How are you guys? Should I ask my question?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I've had a lot of kind of like bad luck things happening recently in my life, and I want to know if there's a specific reason for it, like someone doesn't wish me well, and that's what it is, or is it something else?
Yes, it is something else. It's not somebody, actually, people, I don't believe that unless you let people influence you, that they can. It's all a matter of you letting them in to do that and then believing that that's going to happen. But we're all the same. We're all human beings. Nobody could put a curse on you. That's how I feel about it. But I'm going to tell you this. I feel you have a spirit attachment. Did somebody just cross for you recently? Within how long have you been feeling like this?
It's been happening maybe for 4 or 5 months.
Okay. Do you know of anyone close to you who or friend who passed in the last, that time frame?
Not in that time frame, but my grandfather passed away a little over a year ago, and I was very close to him.
Okay, perfect. I think Grandpa is trying to stay near you, and it's not a malice thing. It's just because he loves you. And he just wants to see and oversee, probably very protective grandfather. And I think he's spending a little too much time with you. So if you can call St. Michael to come and escort him in a loving way so that, you know, talk to your grandfather out loud and tell him, Pop, I love when you're here, but I have to have some time alone so that you can get out of my auric field. And I can, you know, start living my life a little bit more on key. And they are so understanding and they're not doing with it any malice and they're not trying to hurt you. They just love you so much that they want to be with you all the time. But it does interrupt our auric fields and it does make you accident prone and it does make you a little bit unlucky. So if that's what you're feeling, I would put a prayer out to St. Michael the Archangel.
Do you have nightlights?
Okay. Do I have night lights?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, because you're going to start noticing the light, the night lights starting to flicker on and off. And I feel like this is a friend of yours that's around you that's going to be sending off these night lights. And you are going to know who it is because they're going to come up in conversation through another friend about somebody who passed. And it's somebody who you know. And I'm just letting you know they're going to be making their way known to you through flickering on and off the night lights. Also, there's going to be a multiple birth with somebody very close to you also. I'm probably saying at least three babies.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a multiple birth. And I believe it's probably somebody who's been, you know, who's taking pills to try to get themselves pregnant, and then it ends up being a multiple birth. The reason why, the whole time I'm listening to Sky talk to you, and I keep on seeing, you know, there's on YouTube, there's this lady with like 5 or 6 kids.
Oh, yeah.
And like they're all around her, and the father makes a silly noise and all the kids are laughing. And I'm seeing a lady with multiple kids. And so there's at least 3 babies, if not more, that you're going to hear about. And it's probably going to make the local news, I'm sure.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thanks. What? Say that again, hon.
I didn't say anything. Hello?
Oh, okay. We have to wrap up now for this segment. But just to let you know, when I keep on picturing, if you wear like a black onyx around your neck or wear the hand, you know, it's like that. What's that hand that's down like this?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a hand that's sent for protection. It's a single hand that's facing down. Wear that around your neck, and that will help protect you. And right now, Sky and I need to go for a break.
Just say a prayer to your grandpa, too. He'll understand.
All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a 2-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie and Sky.
For everybody who has major financial problems, I have the simple solution. Rob a bank. Just tell them you're looking for a loan. That you really will give it back. Oh, I got to tell you a funny story. This is a true story. It's called Idiots in the News. Like in the morning time, they talk about funny stories around the country. And somebody in Arkansas, of all places, somebody in Arkansas gives the teller a note and he says, "This is a robbery. You know, I have a gun." And he says, "I want $1 billion. She goes, "Don't you mean $1 million?" She goes, "No, I want $1 billion. She goes, "Well, that's going to take a little time, sir." Now, she saw how stupid he was.
Yeah.
And she goes, "All right, if you can just give me time, because it's going to take time for me to count up all the money for you." He goes, "All right, no problem." And so he literally goes outside the bank and he's smoking his cigarette.
And he's waiting.
And the lady, of course, and the lady hits the button, of course, for the police to come. So the police come by to pick him up.
Yeah.
And he said, "What are you doing?" He says, "You're the one that's – because when the cops came, the lady pointed to the guy as far as who held him up." So the guy's picking him up, the guy who's smoking the cigarette, and says, he says, "What are you doing outside if you're robbing the bank?" He says, "There was a sign in there that said no smoking."
You've got to be kidding.
True story.
I have a joke for you real quick. A bank robber goes into the bank. He's online. He finally gets to the counter. He gives the girl a note. The note says, "This is a screw up." She goes, "What?" She goes, "This is a screw up. I forgot my gun."
That's a good one. All right. Who do we got next, Bri?
Joe from Toms River, New Jersey.
All right, Joey.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
Good, sweetie. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Joe, do you work with your hands?
Yes.
Are you a carpenter?
No.
Okay.
Are you looking for to get a promotion? I mean, have you been in there? Because I just heard you're next online.
Yes.
Cool.
All right, because I keep hearing you're next online, and I'm getting that there is going to be some kind of a promotion coming your way.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. However, though, it's not happening as soon as I thought, because it's probably not going to happen until next spring, at the beginning of next spring, because I just heard April, but you are going to get a promotion.
April's not over yet.
And well, yeah, April's, yeah, that's true. April's not over. So if it's not within this month or within the first week of May, it's going to be next April/May. But I just heard you're next online for a promotion.
And I think it's because you're a very hardworking person, very dedicated.
Now, I just heard there's a spirit talking in my mind, and it's saying just keep your nose clean. So obviously there are certain things that you might take your job a little laxed about, but you're going to have to be on top of your game to be recognized or appreciated. And so you just got to keep your nose clean so that nobody could say anything bad about you or of you.
Okay.
So that it would keep you from being promoted. But I am definitely seeing a promotion.
Yeah, well, I have a new boss, so he's like 2 months into it.
Uh-huh. So don't worry if there's a little bit of jealousy there or something. You will get the promotion, but I feel as though there's a little bit of politics going on.
Yeah.
Do you have a special question you'd like to ask us?
Well, I got like maybe one or two. I guess a house situation, or if any love possibilities.
All right, you want to take care of the house?
Yeah, I will.
And then I'll do the love possibilities.
I feel that you need to get your house in order. Do you want to sell it, correct?
No, I would like to save it.
Oh, you want to save it. Well, I think that the first thing you need to do is get your finances in order, because I feel as though you're not appropriating money properly. I feel as though you're misappropriating, and that the only way you're going to keep that is to work very closely with your bank or your lender.
Okay.
And see if they can give you not a refi, but a, there's something else. Oh, wait a minute. Spirits, tell me what that word is. Modification.
Loan modification?
Thank you, guys. Yes. Modification.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
I don't feel you losing it.
Okay.
I feel like you're going to come out of it.
Now, the girl who I see you being with, she, if I'm not mistaken, she's a smoker. I keep seeing her as a smoker, but she's also very handy. The girl knows how to fix things, and she's also a painter, you know? And I see also, like, you know, when the weather gets a little on the warm side, she has no problem with wearing shorts and all.
Okay.
But what was this?
I said, okay.
Oh, I thought you were like, wanted to elaborate. So, but this is the potential person who, I see you, being with. And also, I don't know if you're meeting her at a diner or she's always going to the same place to eat. But this is who I see around you. And, you know, and I'm almost positive that she's going to either be giving you her business card or you're to ask her for her business card when you hear of this girl, you know, who does this type of work. But okay. I see it very strongly in my mind, and we do accept wedding invitations.
I want to just tell you one thing. As I was saying before, I feel like a disorganization on your part.
Yes.
And to me, it was coming from the home. So okay. I need you to like throw out clutter, reorganize, get rid of things that are not being used. A good rule of thumb is if you haven't used it in 6 months, you're never going to use it again. Get rid of it, and your energy in the house is going to flow a lot easier and a lot better, and clean up. Clean up. Make sure everything is always nice and clean. Don't leave the refrigerator dirty. Don't leave dishes in the sink too long. Make your bed as you know often as you can, and clean the dust underneath your bed. And I say that for a reason, because when we sleep, we're very open. And when we have positive airflow going around and there's no negativity like dirt or clutter or mess, we tend to bring in better spirits, higher level spirits.
Now I'm going to shift gears on you back to your love life. This girl, okay, she just wants to get laid. And I'm just telling you that straight up.
Ooh, baby,
she has no
you.
Problem about just, all right, you know, she doesn't need all the romance and stuff. She wants the companionship and she just wants to have sex. And you're not going to have to wait a long time for this one. So, you know, if you want to get intimate with her pretty quickly, she's going to pretty well let you know that she's interested in that. And don't allow yourself to get overly emotionally into it, because I don't feel like she's like a deep emotional person. She's just one that, you know, like I said, she's off the cuff. She just wants to have fun. She wants to get she just wants to get a piece of something, and that's it, you know. And so when you meet this person, you know, don't get too la-di-da with her, because otherwise your heart's going to be broken.
Don't get too emotionally invested.
Yeah. But, again, I keep on seeing her something about a diner. She's around a local diner, and who knows, for all I know, she also might be a waitress working part time. And this is also what she does. So, but this is what I'm seeing. I'm telling you.
But you know what? I'm feeling as though he wants a long-term relationship.
Yeah, but regardless, I'm just seeing the girl that I'm seeing.
No, I know. I unfortunately, this is not going to be a long-term relationship. I'm feeling that you want a long-term relationship. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes.
But, you know, if that's the other case, I have to go through one to the other. That's fine, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can have fun with the first one while you're still looking around for that secure long-term relationship that you can share your life with.
Yeah, enjoy the jelly apple until your dinner comes.
Until the stick is
there. Yeah, that's right. All right, thanks a lot for calling in.
Okay, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Hey, yeah, that's like every guy's dream. It's like, yeah, listen, I don't want a relationship. I just want to have
fun.
No,
I think Joe wants a relationship.
Regardless, hey, listen, you want a little boogie. Yeah, you definitely want to keep a clean place. Make sure the refrigerator is clean and make sure your bedroom and the bed area is clean. And, you know, nothing worse than not only living with your parents and trying to bring home somebody, but having a dirty place. You want to keep a pretty clean place. You know, when you're having people over,
and it attracts positive energy.
Yeah, absolutely. And if your place stinks like cats and dogs and animals and stuff like that, you know what? Clean it up.
But right now we have to take a little break, and we will be right back
right after this commercial break.
picture, watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. When it comes to positive thinking and the law of attraction, many of us could say, been there, done that, read the book. So what happened if we didn't get there, didn't achieve the goal, didn't step into our abundance? Typically, there are some core wounds and core fears that keep us from stepping out. We also have energies in our ancestral lines, our cultural and family codes, and even agreements that keep us in check. So let me challenge you. When you had the desire that burned in your soul, what happened? How did discouragement set in? Why did you stop? What came up for you? Whose voices? Listen, there's hope, but it does not come from suppressing the energy that's within you. We all know it's going to spill out somewhere. So join me on Transformation Talk Radio and Sheer Alchemy, and we're going to find out how we can shift you into the intentions that can manifest for you.
Welcome back, everybody. This is awesome. This is this day today in New Jersey was absolutely amazing. It was gorgeous. And the other night, my brother and I had a spontaneous great time together. We don't go out enough. And my middle brother, Marty, and we went to he got tickets to go see Stevie Wonder. And it was amazing.
Cool is that?
And it was his last show of this tour ended right there in Newark, New Jersey at the PAC Center. Or the Prudential Center, and it was an amazing show. I wasn't expecting that at all. I thought it would just be, you know,
Stevie
like,
Wonder. You weren't Stevie amazing. Wonder. You didn't expect.
I wasn't expecting the show to be. I was expecting a good show, but not an amazing show.
Okay.
And it was an amazing show.
I'm so glad for you.
And it was so cool because, you know, he played like, you know, it's like growing up. You've been hearing Stevie Wonder practically your whole life,
right?
And you could relate just about to every song. And the audience was like on their feet throughout at least half the show.
Oh, he's amazing.
And his energy, and he's got great charisma with the audience, and he's funny. And, you know, he was just a very cool player. The guy is just so incredibly talented. Now, on his stage, he has six people who play the horns, the trumpets,
wow,
and the clarinets, what's that?
A flute?
No. What's the long clarinet? Not the clarinet. Clarinet is this.
Yeah.
The saxophone.
Oh.
So
he should have went like this.
Yeah, he had the saxophone. But yeah, there were six. And then he had six backup singers. And then he had three drummers.
What?
He had three guitarists. He had like one of the keyboardists. And he had, I don't know, I think that was everything.
That's like a $50,000 band. Right?
Oh my God. It was just absolutely amazing.
I can't imagine how
and
great
it was,
that was.
And it was a sold out crowd. And I'm going to tell everybody there's there's like certain places that you can go to that, you know, scalp tickets,
yeah,
you know, that sell tickets online. And you have to search for it. My brother is very savvy in all this
yeah
stuff. Well, if you sit and wait, you have to have the attitude like if we go, we go. If we don't, we don't.
Yes.
But these ticket scalpers will wait. If you wait until like a few hours before the show starts, tickets will go up online below face value.
Wow.
And we got primo seats below face value.
Wow.
And we were sitting next to the floor. We were sitting next
that
to the floor.
So cool.
And it was like 100 with all their fees and everything, it was like $125.
That's nothing.
To sit that low by the floor, not on the floor, but above, so you could see
yeah
above every. It was
yeah
perfect.
Beautiful.
And we had a great, great time. And, you know, he was, you know, the song that I was waiting for all night, and he sang it at the very end. Queen Latifah came within the last 20 minutes to a half hour when the show ended.
Oh, man. What
and,
a bonus.
And she came in singing, "I just called to say I love you." And that was the song my mother and I always sang to each other. That was very cool.
Yeah.
And then right after that, he was saying, you know, very superstitious.
Oh, I love it.
And so
that's really
and
nice.
So it was. And those were the two songs I was waiting for all night. And that was like towards the very, very end. And everybody, or I'll say 99.9% of the people, stayed to the very, very end. And he played from 8:30 to 12:30 for 4 hours.
Are you kidding?
And let me tell you something. His voice sounds exactly like the CD, like the album. His voice has not changed one bit.
Amazing.
He all the songs, he sounds exactly. Exactly.
That is so cool.
And like I said, he was cracking jokes, and
yeah
he was very funny. He's
yeah
got charisma. And, you know, so he'd be like, oh, and then his backup singers, we'd like imitate him. And then all of a sudden he'd be sitting there going, wait, there's only one of me and there's six of you. Wait. And then he would do, we're going to go at it one at a time. So then he would say some kind of a, you know, recite some kind of a piece with his voice, you know, like a really cool tune. And then each singer would be going across
and pick up on it
and pick up on exactly what he was doing. They would mimic him one at a time. And then he'd go, wait, listen, I pay you guys. So you're not allowed to be better than me. And so it was,
I heard he's a really nice guy.
And you know what?
Person.
And he really is. His value was all about love. Like his message was all about love. And, you know, he was expressing how the day of that his last show happened to be the anniversary of when the all the girls from Nigeria
yeah
were, you know, were taken from school.
Oh, wow.
You know, 250 of them
oh
and
my
stuff.
Gosh.
And so he was giving an awareness to that and
God
stuff
bless
like that.
Him. He's a sweetheart.
And so he was sending out, says, everyone, just send love to them. Just send love to the families.
Yeah, very
and so,
cool he is.
Yeah, he really is. And he was he's a beautiful person. I never realized this about him, and I'm glad I went. And, you know, it was interesting because my brother actually asked me like a couple of days beforehand. I said, Marty, I'm so busy with my schedule. I said, let's just see what happens. I said, unfortunately, I won't let you know until the day of the concert. I have to see how it goes. So that morning, you know, like as miracles happened, there was a big job that canceled on me that I needed to get done for a builder, but they had to reschedule it. So my day was wide open. So I said to Marty, all right, I don't have to worry about it because I didn't know how long the job was going to last. So anyway, I said, all right, Mark, I says, we're good. And so when he says, all right, I'll check it. And now, and he's an accountant. So he's dealing with April 15th, you know, it's April 14th. And he says, I'm going to try if I can, but I'm not making it. I said, no problem. But when I first spoke to him, there was a voice in my head that said 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock. And that's when we were going to get tickets at 4 o'clock.
Wow.
And so sure enough, you know, he's trying throughout the day and he's saying, no luck, no luck, no luck. And so then again, I'm hearing 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock. And then Marty, he texts me, he goes, Artie, you're screwing up. He says, we got the tickets at 3:53.
That's so cute.
So it was really cool.
Well, it's a great concert you went to. You were very blessed to have that.
I really was. And I'd like to see a lot of icons that have been around forever that I haven't seen. And, you know, the Rolling Stones, I'd like to see.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to see the Rolling Stones before I die, before they die.
I think it's more chances of
them die, right, before they still could, like, breathe, you know, while they still could breathe. I wanted to see, like, John Bon Jovi. I'd never seen Bruce Springsteen. You know, there's a few major icons. I saw Aerosmith. Man, that guy commands the audience. And Pat Benatar commands the audience.
What did I just see lately? I just
Fleetwood Mac.
No.
They're great, though.
I haven't seen Fleetwood Mac. But no, I was down in Atlantic City. And it was
Rod Stewart also puts on a great performance.
I've seen Rod
he's
Stewart.
Awesome.
He is to die for.
Yeah, he's great. And he sounds exactly the same.
The same.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I saw – what the hell? You know, I forgot their name. I have to ask my daughter.
I want everyone – and I say this sincerely, if you want to go see a Broadway show, two shows I 100% recommend, and that's the Jersey Boys. If you haven't seen them, you got to see them, and Motown. And and the third one is the show with Carole King is absolutely amazing. And you would be 100% surprised on how many songs Carole King has sang, has written major hits for other artists that you didn't know that it was from her. And, It's a guaranteed great time. So if you need a great time, or if you want to show somebody a great time who's visiting the East Coast, take them to any of those three shows, and you will not be disappointed. It's awesome. And if you go on, I think it's 42nd Street, the Marquis Hotel, if you go all the way up, it's, believe it or not, it's like about 80 floors high or 60 floors high. It's way up there. I think it's like 80 floors high. And there's a restaurant that revolves. And in 1 hour, it takes a whole hour for it to spin. And so there's this part that stays still. And that's where all the food is. And they have an all-you-can-eat buffet for like $37.
What?
But the drinks.
Cheap.
Yeah. But the drinks. They kill you on the drinks. It's $6 for a small thing of soda.
Oh, no.
It's, I think, $15 to $18 for one drink, or like about $15 for one drink. And you don't think about it. You're having a good time. So Charity and I, we're having a good time. We're having our eats. No big deal. Our bill came to freaking over $200.
With $37 for food.
I'm thinking, well, $75 for the two of us. And I'm thinking, you know, the sodas were refills. I'm not thinking that, you know, I'm paying $6 for a little glass of soda. Now, the food, excellent to die.
Really?
The desserts, unbelievable. And they have those, that chocolate futon, that chocolate, what's that
called?
The
fountain?
The fountain with the chocolate that oozes. And all the, my God. And as much as you could eat,
and
too.
And the fruit to put in
And all the fruits, the pineapple and the strawberries.
Did you put it in the chocolate fountain?
Oh, yes, of
course. That's the bomb. I'm on a diet. I hate you.
Yeah.
But now I need
so there you have incredible information in New York City.
That is so nice. Thank you for sharing that with us.
You got
it. I love
that.
Manhattan. I love to be there. And I've been dying to go see a play. I really have. I've been telling Richie so many times, let's go see a play. Let's go see a play. He never has time.
Maybe the four of us will go.
I'd love it.
Yeah, we'll
I'd
go.
I'd love it.
We'll make it happen.
Good.
We'll just give him some pills so he can go to sleep when we go through the tunnel.
NyQuil.
Yeah. Yeah. It was funny, you know, they give you – it's a major ticket. It's a major big-time ticket. We only have 1 minute till we go to break.
Okay.
But it's a major, major ticket if you cross over the line inside the tunnel. And there was a guy in front of us.
Yeah.
He crossed over twice.
Serious?
That just cost them about $400.
And they have cameras.
They have cameras all along the tunnel.
I know that.
You know, and they think like, oh, no big deal, no big deal. And all of a sudden, boom, they're going to get hit. It's about a, I don't know, $150, $200 fine. To cross over the lines inside the tunnel, unless if there is a vehicle stuck.
Oh,
and then you have to move over. But other than that, but this guy crossed, I said, you just witnessed.
Before he got his night started, he spent $400.
I just told Charity, because Charity was with me, I said, that guy just didn't realize he just spent $400 to go through the tunnel.
And they got the camera, so he's definitely getting it.
Oh, he slam dunked that movie. All right, everybody, stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Can you keep your lifestyle in retirement? It's a question people often wonder about. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, at 425-453-0272 for your Confident Retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment and advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
There was no right or wrong way to be a great parent. Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
In retirement, will you outlive your money? It's a common question for people approaching retirement, but it doesn't need to weigh on you. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Everybody, welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie and Sky. And we have a lot of very patient people that have been waiting for a little bit.
And we're going to get to them really quickly because our show is going to be ending in just a few minutes. We're going to try to hit both of them right away.
Yeah. So Alma from Connecticut, are you there?
Hello, how are you?
Sorry to make you wait a little bit, but it's going to be worth it, Alma. We're great. How are you?
Cut to the chase, Alma. Tell us what you want to hear, baby.
Alma, I'm feeling a little negativity around you, like you're holding a grudge for someone.
No.
Or you're not.
Not
you
really.
Or there's a difficulty in forgiving someone that something he did to you a while ago. Think about it.
I don't.
Because the
okay. Well,
I'm not.
My question. I just want to get to my question. My question's about love.
All right.
So.
Go ahead. What's your question, sweetie?
It's about if I'm finding a committed partnership relationship.
Okay. Wait. Say this again.
A committed relationship question?
So in other words, you want to know what your future love is going to be, or you're talking about a relationship in the now?
No, now. Like, I mean, in the commitment. I want a long term because I'm ready for it.
Okay, hold on a second.
All right.
Well, the person who I see you being very heavily attracted to, you're not going to like this, but this fella is married. And the thing is, it's going to frustrate the living hell out of you. Because he's a very handsome fella, but he's married and he's not that happy, but I don't see him leaving right away. And it's almost like falling in love with a guy who's gay, because that's the kind of frustration you're going to be dealing with. And so what I want to say to you is write down your affirmations in detail on a piece of paper with your name on it and say, thank you, God, or, you know, thank you. St. Catherine is the one who is all about attracting love in your life with the C, St. Catherine, and say, thank you for bringing me my beautiful soulmate that I could share my life with. And then write in extreme detail exactly what you want in a partner, and then you're going to attract this person in your life. But right now, I really do. I see somebody who's not fully available coming into your life.
I see this person when you're going on vacation. I see that you're going to go on vacation and you're going to meet this person at a vacation. And it's just going to be that you're going to be geographically very close. So you're going to meet this person on a vacation.
Hopefully he won't be with his wife.
No.
Do you know when this might happen? Or will
I'm
it
getting
happen?
Five.
Oh, so May.
So what, like what,
right,
5
May?
Months from now?
I don't know if it's 5 months or May.
Okay, so it's one or the other.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's not coming in clearly. I'm just seeing 5.
So what I was saying with writing the affirmations, only say what you do want.
May,
say,
June,
write down he's available, he's handsome, He's a good communicator. He's honest. He's loyal. He's trustworthy. Somebody who could love me as much as I love them.
Right.
You know, somebody exactly. who is fun, somebody who's a good sharer, somebody who has good family values. Write down in detail everything. Somebody who's healthy, somebody who has this, who has good qualities. Just write down, thank you, St. Catherine. Thank you to the Holy Spirit for bringing this beautiful person in. Write this down for 21 days straight, because the mind believes what it sees, and you're impounding it, impounding it, impounding it to the universe, exactly what you want. And then take that piece of paper and burn it outside and let the smoke signals be sent out to heaven.
Are you in a relationship right now that's not good?
It wasn't good because he lied to me. And it was only a month, but in the sense of that was a red flag. Do not lie to me. I'm an honest, loyal person. No one lies to me.
About another relationship that he had or is in?
What are you asking, Artie? I'm sorry.
Being in another relationship that he was in, other than being with you.
That was an ex wife, but that's it. He's single. It's time to go. I mean, if you lie to me and you can't even tell me the simple things at the beginning, what else are you lying about? No,
well,
I will not.
You did the right thing. You did
that.
The right thing, because the angels are communicating and saying she did the absolutely right thing for leaving the situation. Okay.
But unfortunately, right now we got to cut you off because we're nearing our show. The end of it. We got to get
to
one other person.
Yeah.
September maybe.
Okay. Brian, who's the next person?
Melina.
Melina from Lakewood, New Jersey. You are on the air with Artie and Sky.
Hey, Melina.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. We only have 2 minutes, Melina.
What can we do for you, sweetie?
I talked to Artie in Ocean County College, a year ago. And I'm, still married, and I'm still, torn whether I should, leave or work on it.
Oh, whether she should leave or whether she should...
You know what? You're absolutely misunderstood, and I think it's a good time for you to, follow your emotional journey and to go. Stop thinking about it so much and just make your decision. I think you're holding on to something that you know that is not going to work out. So just it's time to go.
When I tell you with bold confidence, once you let go, there's going to be a tremendous sense of freedom for yourself. And it's by your choice. It's only fear-based that you're still there. You should not still be there. And the angels are clearly telling me this, that once you let go, you'll be able to be your true self, and you won't have to play the pretend game.
Yeah, and I feel like you're always on the defensive with this person. You know, you got to let go of all that negative energy. Just get going. Don't waste any more time.
And I seem to can't let go of the ex.
I know.
I keep thinking about him.
Well, you have to let go. You know, everybody has free will, but when the angels step in and tell you in a divine way that this is not going to be exactly what you want for the rest of your life, I would say go.
Let me tell you something. I am so 100%.
So am I.
100%, both of us, that you should not be in this relationship, and it's strictly fear-based that you're still there.
Right.
But your life, the quality of your life will become much, much better once you let go. And it's going to be a little crazy for you going through a transition and defining yourself, but you're afraid of the unknown and don't allow yourself to stay stuck. But there is a purpose, and you're blocking out the right person to be with you by you staying in this relationship. So that's going to be your choice.
And I feel as though as soon as you leave, everything positive is going to fall into your lap. So stop being so worried.
You're doing yourselves both a favor by splitting off and not continuing. Trust me.
Right.
I'm not wrong on this. The angels came up strongly twice.
And to me
but
too.
Right now, we got to end our show.
Yep.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart.
Well, we've done another show.
All right.
Another week.
And from my mouth to God's ears,
God
bless you all with lots of love, happiness, and prosperity. May the angels of kindness watch
light
over you.
Light and love.
Right. Watch over you and your family and your friends. And keep speaking to your angels, because they do hear you and they want to help
yes.
you sustain a happy and a healthy life.
And relationships.
Yeah, don't be afraid to ask.
So don't forget to call us back next weekend. We can't wait to hear from you. And thank you so much for being with us. We love you.
Have a good week.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.